What is good, everyone? This is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. As always, bring you incredible guests from all over the world. So sit back, relax, and tune in. My next guest is a business coach and strategy consultant. He is the founder and lead coach of Prime Consulting. Please welcome Matthew Sanjari. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. Pumped to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you here. We've been chatting for like almost 10 minutes before we got started. You guys, you gotta give Sen, if you're listening to this, reach out to him and wish him congratulations on just getting newly engaged to his fiance. Beautiful time in his life. But let's talk a little bit about your story, Matthew. You've had not exactly an easy, you've had some trauma, right?
For sure. Some trauma. Didn't call it that in the moment, but I think a little wiser, a little smarter over the years, I've come to recognize that it was definitely some trauma.
But I feel like people that go through like life-changing events, it's meant for them to go through that to become something more to help others. And that is, I talked to a lot of people on the show that have had some kind of trauma or had to get over something. And that's what it's all about, is like, because you can let something negative happen to you and really bog you down and own like those negative labels, or you can find the lesson, find the purpose in it and move forward. So I don't want to spoil it. Can you please share with the audience a little bit about what you went through to get to where you are today?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, honestly, by all accounts, I lived a great life. I'm a first generation Canadian. So my father was a refugee, my mother an immigrant. So I grew up with a decent understanding of the struggle, of knowing what it was like, you know, financially, socially, how to integrate friendships, the whole bit. And so I think I was about 23. And, you know, one summer I was driving home from a girl I was dating at the time from her house, and was working a great job, great friends. I was involved in a local church at the time. I was actually on staff as well there.
Okay.
And on my drive home late at night, 11:45, 11:50, two horses jumped out onto the road. And at the time I drove a Honda CRV. So, you know, it was a decent size SUV. Both horses were bigger than my SUV.
Oh, wow.
And I had no time to react, slammed on the brakes, smashed both of them. The car absolutely just got destroyed. There's pictures on my Instagram. Please, if you get squeamish, don't go look at them. But yeah, basically this, like, it honestly what felt like a movie kind of ensued. Yeah. You know, it was in the country, so houses are really apart, you know, kilometers, miles away. And I basically, you know, when truthfully the dust settled, the smoke stopped, the radio was still blaring, I like forced my way out of the car, ran to the nearest house, and you know, banging on the door hoping that someone would help me.
Sure.
And as days and weeks went by, I, doing the, you know, young adult male thing, just said, oh, you know what, it sucks, but life on, we kind of move. You know, we'll move forward. And I didn't start to realize that I had some serious issues.
So, oh, yeah. PTSD, for sure.
I'm talking chronic pain. I started to get headaches that had never gotten headaches before. I was in post-concussion syndrome. Depression started to kick in. And all these things that I not only had no grid for, being a first-generation Canadian, if I'm going to be completely honest with you, I love my parents, love my family. I don't think I was raised with the skills to kind of understand my mental health. And I don't think that I was ever had a knowledge of what it meant to be aware and live in the present of like, okay, this has happened to me. What's the sense? What's this pain?
Yeah.
And so again, you know, days led to weeks led to months. And before you knew it, I basically started to accumulate diagnosis labels.
Okay. Right.
And, you know, I started to get really freaked out. At this point, I had to leave my job because I was spending hours a day hiding in cubicles, washrooms, or on the floor with headaches that I was terrified to.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And, you know, like it really derailed my life. Like, here I am, promising career, can't work. And, you know, like now I have this fear that I'm like, well, I'm unemployable. Like, who's going to hire me? Right. Because I'm a wild card at any point. You know, I'm canceling plans weeks on end. You know, I'm lying in my parents' basement. You know, I had moved out previously, went back home, not making money. And this whole thing that as I'm sitting here, not moving forward with my life, I'm accumulating labels. I'm accumulating doctors saying, hey, here's another thing we found.
Right.
Hey, you know, this could be your future. We're talking maybe a wheelchair. We're talking,
what?
Yeah, like dude, just things started to accumulate.
Wow.
And it just got to the point where, honestly, I felt hopeless.
Yeah.
Someone that I, you know, I'd always felt like I had a lot of potential. And the world was my oyster. I could do whatever I wanted. Now I felt powerless. I felt trapped. And it's hard to admit looking back, but I felt like I was a victim in my circumstances.
Yeah, for sure.
And so that really put me on a journey.
What was like, I mean, that's awful. So my sister lives in the country and she always warns us when we go out there, like, be careful for the deer, because a lot of people will the deer will hit their car, or the car will hit the deer. I don't know, whatever. And it like kind of like freaks me out a little bit, because I'll speed. I'm a speed racer. So when she warns me like it's deer season, I'm like, okay, I better be very cautious. I can't even imagine, number one. And I actually got into a car accident last year where like I was going through a light and a car came and like hit me and ran. Now, every time I go through that light, I'm like super, you know, like cautious, and I'm just very like looking. And I realized that I suffered a little bit of PTSD from that. So I can't imagine, number one, like the physical ailments from that, you know, because I can't, like, what did it do to your car? Your car was probably totaled, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just mangled, like complete write off. Basically, one of the horses actually like went over the car. So it smashed the shield. The full weight went over the car. So
what, did the horse get away?
No, they both died instantly on impact.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so when they measured the distance, because the car collapsed on me, it was 3 inches. 3 inches and I'd be gone, dead.
That is really intense. Holy crap. Oh my gosh. So after like at what point did you start taking control of the symptoms and the labels that the doctors were telling you, like, this is what XYZ, and how did you get through that and fix that?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I actually, to this day, still battle a lot of those same symptoms.
Really?
I still have chronic physical pain. I still have headaches that I can't predict, that are uncontrollable, that doesn't matter how many specialists I've flown to go see, medications, you name it, doesn't seem to resolve those things. But to answer your question, I think it was probably about 4 years in the accident, around 2016, I started to go through this moment where, you know, I was living on my own at the time. I started a business a few years earlier. It was struggling. I'm talking like I was poverty level. I was just getting by. Trying to live a functional life, but in full honesty, it wasn't functional. I was really just trying to survive. And I remember looking at myself in the mirror and having this like this moment where I kind of reconciled. It was almost like a reckoning for me. And I looked and I was like, man, I was severely overweight. Like, I was struggling to walk upstairs. I couldn't breathe.
Oh, wow.
Severely overweight, barely making any money, you know, constantly having to go to my parents for help. I'd get knocked out weeks at a time. Friends would come drop off food. And I sat there and I was like, okay, I cannot control most of these things.
Right.
Right. We're 4 years in. I can weep. If I can cry, I can be upset. I can't control most of these things. What I can control is my health.
Yeah.
I can potentially control my weight. And so I actually just went on a journey and I said, look, this is difficult, but I'm actually just going to start one day at a time and see what happens.
Yeah.
And that, again, days turned to weeks, weeks turned to months. And within a year and a half, I had lost 150 pounds.
Wow. Good for you. That's a whole person.
Yeah, literally a whole person. That's what people are talking about. Like, where's the other half of you?
Yeah.
And that mindset shift for me showed me, okay, you know what? You cannot control a lot of what's happened to you. And, you know, we can debate whether it's justified or not, whether I deserved it or not. But I can control certain things. And that mindset started to shift. Well, I said, okay, well, if I can do that, well, then what about my business, right? So what if I started to build a business that wasn't dependent on me, right? Something I love asking my clients now is, I say, if something happened to you for a month, what would happen to your business?
Right.
And if people say, well, I wouldn't have a business, I'm like, well, you don't have a business, you have a job. Because when you start showing up to your job, you get paid. Yeah. You don't get paid. And for me, I started to say, okay, well, how can I start to shift that mindset? And so I started doing the same thing I do with my health. And I started to say, okay, let's lay out what I can control, what I'm good at, what I'm not good at, and let's slowly start to delegate these things. And let's start to build some systems that, you know what, when I get knocked up for 3 weeks and I can't respond to a client, let's bring somebody in that can so that I don't lose that client.
Right.
And so that shift that I made in my health started to impact my business, and then it started to impact my personal life. And the reality is I'm still dealing with all these symptoms. I still have all this pain.
Yeah.
But what I've done is I've now built a system around it that allows me to live in the reality of what I'm currently in, but also not be bound by those labels and those diagnoses that I have been carrying for years.
That's huge. Wow. I got goosebumps and I want to tear up a little bit. I mean, losing the weight, did that help with some of the pain?
It did for sure, physically. Yeah. And I think that was something that I also wasn't expecting.
Sure.
But I think going on that journey, the physical was amazing and I'm so grateful. And, you know, I have a new...
Yeah, you look great. And you're engaged now. You're life is looking good.
It's all coming up, Matt, now. It's all coming up, Matt. But I think that as good as all the visual and the physical effects were, that mental shift for me was everything. That mindset and having that skill now that I'm like, man, it really doesn't matter what life throws at me. Because I don't know if it could get much worse than that for me.
Sure.
You know what? I can probably work my way through it. I can probably overcome this and I can probably push through it.
What's good, everyone? This is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. So I'm very much into my vitality, my health and wellness, fitness, all those things. So I love the telehealth concierge services. I'm not sure if you're familiar with those, but there's an online telehealth resource to help you with your health and wellness, sexual health, weight loss, peptides, what have you. And I really enjoyed the last therapy I did with them. This time I'm doing weight loss, you guys, because I've been a little bit slowing down here at this age, and I'm looking for something to boost that metabolism. I highly recommend Valhalla Vitality. I have a discount code for you, Deanna15, and I will have the link in the description below for you to go sign up. Check them out. Get your appointment scheduled. You'll have a meeting with a great telehealth doctor, supervisor, consultant that will walk you through what it is that you're looking for to improve in your vitality. Again, this is Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast, and I'm here to endorse Valhalla Vitality.
Isn't it amazing how many people feel like when they're going through the thick of it, that they really just feel like there's no way out? But once you've gone through something really life-changing for you, I've gone through life-changing stuff too, and you get to the other side of it, it's like you're almost untouchable. It's like, okay, what? Life's going to throw shit at me, but I'm going to get through it no matter what, and I'm just going to continue to live a beautiful, happy life. And like, I really believe that that's something that you have to decide. Like you said, that mindset shift. You have to decide like what kind of life you want to live. Regardless of your circumstances, because life is going to throw shit at you all day long. And it's up to you. Like, are you going to continue to move forward, or are you going to be stuck in that place and just wallow in the mud?
100%. And, you know, it's, I'm sure it's a little cliche, but I love seeing those posts. I saw one on Instagram not too long ago, and it said, you know what? At the end of the day, working is hard. Building a great family is hard. Marriage and healthy relationships are hard. Choose your hard. Right. There's a lot of hard things in life. And, you know, if you don't choose that hard, then you're probably just going to be at the mercy of the decisions you don't make. Right. So I'd rather say this is the life I'm going to live and aim for the stars. And even if I get 50% of the way there, that's still so much more beautiful than if I just stay where I'm at and let everyone else dictate my life.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. So tell us about, did you have this coaching business when you were going through all this, or is this the business that you were struggling with?
No. So I started a marketing business in 2013. Again, post-accident. I had a beautiful job. I was traveling across North America doing presentations. Wow. They somehow trusted a 23-year-old with a microphone and a credit card tap. Hey, you know what? Buy people, tell jokes, and hopefully they'll buy some products. And so when I left that, I was like, well, you know what? In full honesty, I just felt like a bit of a bum. I'm like, I have to contribute, right? I have to move forward in life. So
purpose. You have to have purpose, whatever that looks like at the time, right?
Something. And so for me, I went and got a job at Starbucks. And I was like, in my mind, there was a lot of shame because I'm like, am I regressing? I'm 25 right. years old, right?
Oh, I
like,
get it.
trying to build a career. And of course, you know, it didn't click for me that a year into an injury, you know, post-concussion syndrome, all these things, you probably shouldn't be standing on your feet for hours on a day when I can't make it to work. So that didn't last very long. So in September of 2023, I had a friend message me and he said, hey, I know you're good with computers. You know, you come help one of this place I work at. And I said, yeah, sure. So I went in, started talking to the small business owner. And he was like, oh, do you want to grab some lunch? So we went and grabbed lunch. He said, do you know anything about marketing? And I was like, yeah, I really like marketing. Yeah. And he was like, yeah. He's like, well, I'm paying someone right now. I don't feel like I'm getting full value. If I send you the information, do you like just, you know, look it over? And so I went, looked over the information, came back to him and said, hey, you know what? I don't think you're getting full value for your money. And these are the questions I would ask.
Oh, wow.
And he basically just said, hey, why don't you just do it? And I didn't go to school for marketing. I had an interest in it. And so I first client invested in myself and built a marketing business.
Wow. That was the universe working for you in your favor, because you did like, was that what you had after you had the mindset shift, right? Well, that was last year.
Yeah. So this was before the mindset shift. And so that kind of helped me like survive, right? I didn't know what I was doing. I was trying to learn. I was a solopreneur. But once the mindset shift happened, that business just took off. Wow. It took off because now it wasn't about me. I could do the things that I'm really good at, which is caring for people, hoping to inspire people, you know, raising up leaders. And so this coaching business came about. So I exited my marketing business successfully a year and a half ago. I just got bored and I was like, I need a challenge. Which even talking to my friends and family at the time, they were like, what are you doing? You finally built a great business. Why are you leaving? And I was like,
fulfilled. Yeah, exactly. Another purpose.
And so I figured, hey, you know what? I just moved on from the business. I've got some time. I've got some money. Let's take a few months off, figure it out.
Sure.
That lasted about 4 weeks before I was like, I'm bored out of my mind. We got to do something. And so an old client called me and wanted to chat, and I was dodging his calls. I was like, I want nothing to do with that. Not because they weren't a great client, because I was like, I'm kind of done with marketing. I don't know that I want to go back down that road. Whatever's next is going to be fresh. After playing some tag, we hopped on the phone and he basically out of nowhere just said, hey, you know what? I'd love to hire you. I actually don't care for your marketing. What I cared about was the questions that you asked, the level of empathy you showed for me as a client, and how you constantly made me think out of the box. And so I want you to do that for my entire business.
Wow.
And I lived in this camp, and I don't know if anybody else that's listening to the podcast can relate. I got off that phone and I was both on the moon elated, like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I was made for.
Yeah.
Also, I am not qualified, imposter syndrome, like what the heck is happening? Like, how am I going to succeed? I have no idea what I'm doing. And yeah, that was just over a year ago. I started telling people.
Yeah.
Started talking to some of my contacts just saying, hey, this is what I'm doing for a friend. Again, had no idea. Wasn't trying to sell anybody in anything. And next thing you know, I had 3, 4, 5, 6 clients and had a full business. And now I sit here, you know, about 15 months in, and I am like, I'm floored because I love what I'm doing. I love who I get to do it with. And I'm at this place where all of these life lessons, I didn't set out for it to be this way, that I've learned building my businesses,
right,
both marketing and the real estate and just life, I'm now getting to help serve and inspire business owners, leaders, entrepreneurs with. And that's my jam, right? Like, I don't have to go, you know, and I know we've all done it at some point, but I don't have to go collect a paycheck and potentially sell myself, do something I don't want to do.
Right.
I get to actually care about the people I'm investing in, because that's what it is. It's an investment. And I love what I get to do.
But listen to like this, the whole trajectory of what you went through, like the experiences you had to experience, some of the failures, the hardships, to like that. If you didn't have that mindset shift in like just accepting where you were and taking control of your life, would you have been well equipped to be a coach and helping others? Right?
No, for sure. And you know what? I can sit here today and say, I don't wish I would have never chosen that journey.
Right. Well, sure.
I don't wish it on anybody, but I actually don't think I'd want to do it any different.
Beautiful. Where can people find you, connect with you, and learn more, Matthew, about working with you and following you? Because you're newly engaged. You get to watch all the love with you and all the fun stuff.
Oh, man. Yeah. So you can go to my website, consultingbyprime.com. So consultingbyprime.com. Or you can look me up on Instagram or LinkedIn, Matthew Sanjari, Sanjari, Matthew Sanjari, Instagram and LinkedIn.
Awesome. I'm going to put those links in the show notes. So if you connected with Matthew and you want to learn more and you just resonate with his story, go ahead and click the links. Go give him a follow. Reach out to him. I'm sure he'd love to have a conversation. I did forget to ask one question. Who is your ideal client for your business or Prime?
Oh, that's such a great question. I think for me, it's someone that actually wants to grow, not just for their business, but also for themselves. I was recently asked, I was recording a podcast and I was asked this question. And I said, one of the things I love about my clients is they're coachable, right? Like when I look at high, and I know you know this, and you probably have this experience. You know, when you look at the most elite of CEOs, you look at the best athletes, the best singers, these people still have coaches. They're still open to feedback. They're still getting coaching. And so I love this idea that the people that I want to work with are people who say, I don't have it all together.
Yeah.
You know, I have a skill or I have a business or whatever, but man, I am willing to learn. I am open to feedback. And, you know, I'm okay to be wounded a little bit if it means that we're all going to be better for it.
Absolutely. You got to take that constructive criticism. With that being said, what are some last words of wisdom or advice you'd like to leave with us today?
Oh, man. I feel like there's so much that I could say, but I think if I were to sum it up, for me, again, while I didn't choose this road, I have learned that there is so much purpose in, and I encourage people to find the purpose in their pain. At the end of the day, we all have pain, and that pain looks different, right? Physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, whatever that is. Find the purpose behind your pain, because when you find that purpose, then it gives you a framework where you say, okay, my pain is real. I'm living in it, but what is the reason that I'm going through this? And for me, obviously, as you know, said earlier, for me now, I sit in conversations with people where my story comes up somehow and people start to trust me. They start to get vulnerable. They start to open up and they start to share things about their lives. I'm like, I never knew that.
Yeah.
And again, this is something in a million years that I would have never, you know, I would go out for coffees with people and network and they would say, thank you for telling me your story. And I actually suffer with the same condition, or I suffer with depression and I have I have it all together on the outside, but I'm so glad that you opened up. And so me finding the purpose in my pain has really propelled me and pushed me to now wanting to help others discover that and truly blow the ceilings off their lives.
Beautiful. Matthew, thank you so much for sharing your story and being so transparent, because like I just connected with you fully and I could feel like what you've kind of gone through, like just that whole path that you've been on. But sounds like life is great for you and it's on an even better trajectory. So we just can't wait to watch you continue to thrive and just help change lives. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Deanna. So appreciate it.
You're welcome. You guys, this is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. As always, don't forget to subscribe, follow, rate, review, comment, share, all those good things. And I'll be back soon with more dynamic guests.